Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that might seem kind of, well, mundane at first.
Ooh.
Password resets.
Really?
But trust me on this, it's way more interesting than it sounds. We're going to explore how self-service password resets, they can actually revolutionize IT support.
Wow.
Yeah, and make things way more secure. And even give individual users, you know, like you and me, more control.
Okay. I mean, I guess I can see how that could be pretty important, actually.
Oh yeah, it is. It
But
really is.
backwards, I mean, like
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
they are. They're everywhere and we all use them, but
But they're so often, I feel like, the weakest link when it comes to security.
I know.
Yeah, we've all been there. You know that moment of panic? You suddenly can't remember your password and you're locked out of everything?
The worst.
It is.
I hate that feeling.
It's just awful.
But I bet it's not just a like personal annoyance though.
Right.
This has got to have huge implications for businesses too.
Oh, absolutely. You have to think about like the sheer volume of help desk calls
Yeah.
that businesses get every single day just for password resets. Studies show it can be anywhere from 20 to 30%, can you believe that,
Wow.
of all their
Just
calls.
for password resets.
It's
It's like
crazy.
all those people trying to remember password 123.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
That's a
man.
massive drain on resources and time. You know, time that could be spent on more, well, strategic tasks.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, so we've established the problem. Password resets are a huge pain for everyone.
Huge.
What's the solution? Is there a way to escape, you know, this password purgatory?
There is, and that's where self-service password reset comes in. It's a way for users to reset their own passwords securely without needing to contact the help desk.
Okay, interesting. So less help, I forgot my password email.
Exactly. And there are actually some platforms out there doing some real cool stuff with this. One of the leading ones is MyPass SSPR.
MyPass SSPR. Okay, let's
Yeah.
unpack that. What makes this platform stand out from the rest?
Well, one of the key things is its high adoption rate. They've actually achieved a 90% adoption rate.
90%. Whoa.
90%. That means most employees are actually using the system.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is. And this is likely because of their well-structured best practices guide, which makes implementation and onboarding so much smoother.
So it's not just about having the tech, it's about making sure it's user-friendly and easy to integrate into existing workflows.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. But what about security?
Like
Right? Giving users full control over their passwords, I mean, that sounds like it could be risky.
that's a really valid concern.
Yeah.
And MyPass addresses that in a few key ways. First, they have a system for manager approval. Whenever a password is created or reset, the manager is alerted.
Okay.
This adds a layer of oversight and it helps enforce stronger password policies.
So, like, if someone tries to create a password that's just password 123, their manager is going to know.
Exactly. It prevents weak passwords and it gives managers more visibility into potential security risks.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm starting to see how this could be a game changer. What else does MyPass offer in terms of security and implementation?
Well, they've got this thing, the MyPass Cloud and Gateway System,
Yeah.
and it's designed for like really quick and secure integration, minimizing disruption to a company's existing IT infrastructure. Plus, they offer support for disk encryption.
Disk encryption. Okay, now remind me, that's about protecting like the entire hard drive, right? But how does MyPass fit into that?
It allows users to self-recover their BitLocker or checkpoint keys from any device.
Oh, okay.
This is a huge deal because losing those keys can be, well, a major headache. MyPass puts the control back in the hands of the user so they don't need to rely on the help desk for something as crucial as accessing their own data.
So it's about user empowerment as much as it is about security. That's pretty impressive. And this all works remotely, right?
Absolutely. That's another key benefit. Users can reset their passwords from anywhere, anytime, without needing the help desk unless it's absolutely necessary.
Wow. It's like having like 24/7 IT support in your pocket.
Pretty much.
But I'm curious, is MyPass just about these core features, or is there more to it?
There's definitely more. MyPass is constantly evolving to address real-world business problems. For example, they've added features like full disk encryption self-service, which we just talked about, and also management approval, further reinforcing their commitment to security and oversight.
It sounds like they're trying to provide a holistic solution. That's great. But how does MyPass handle compatibility with different systems? Will it work with any company's existing setup?
That's a crucial question, and the answer is a resounding yes. MyPass is compatible with a wide range of enterprise and cloud platforms, big names like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft, you name it. They've made sure it can integrate smoothly into almost any existing IT environment.
So no matter what systems a company is already using, MyPass should be able to work with them.
Exactly.
That's great news for businesses looking to implement this solution. And what about multi-factor authentication? I know that's become pretty standard for enhancing security these days.
You're right. And MyPass doesn't disappoint in that department either. They support various methods of multi-factor authentication, including push notifications, security questions, SMS OTP, and TOTP.
Okay, so let's pause here for a second. I want to make sure I'm following everything. We've established that traditional password management is a huge problem.
Absolutely.
Eating up time and resources and, you know, leaving businesses vulnerable.
Yes.
And then we discovered MyPass SSPR, which seems to offer a pretty robust solution.
Yeah, definitely.
They've got high adoption rates, manager oversight features, seamless integration, remote support, and they even handle things like disk encryption keys and multi-factor authentication.
Right.
Am I missing anything?
You got it. You've summarized the key points perfectly.
That's good.
It's clear MyPass is more than just a simple password reset tool. They're aiming to be a comprehensive platform that addresses the full spectrum of password management challenges.
This is all really fascinating. I'm starting to see how impactful a solution like this could be.
Yeah, for sure.
But I am wondering, is there ever a situation where a self-service password reset might not be the ideal solution?
That's a great question, and one we should definitely explore further. While self-service password reset offers significant benefits, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. There are certain scenarios where additional considerations might be necessary.
All right, I'm intrigued. Let's dive into those nuances and potential challenges in the next part of our deep dive. Stay tuned, everyone, because we're just getting started. Welcome back, everyone. We just finished unpacking the basics of self-service password reset and how platforms like MyPass SSPR are tackling this whole issue. But as with anything in tech, it's not always a perfect solution, right?
That's right. While self-service password reset offers a ton of advantages, there are definitely some scenarios where it might require, you know, a bit more thought.
Okay, so what kind of situations are we talking about here?
Well, one consideration is like the level of security required for specific users or departments. For example, if you have employees who are dealing with highly sensitive data, you might want to add extra layers of security beyond just a self-service reset.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want to compromise sensitive data just for the sake of convenience. So what are some options in those cases?
There are a few approaches you could take. You could implement like stricter password complexity rules for those users, require additional authentication factors, or even limit self-service resets for certain accounts altogether. It really depends on the organization's specific security needs and risk tolerance.
So it gives a balancing act between like user convenience and maintaining that high level of security.
Exactly. And another factor to consider is the technical expertise of your user base.
Okay, yeah.
If you have a workforce that's not very tech savvy,
right,
they might struggle with a self-service system, even if it's designed to be, you know, user-friendly.
I can definitely see that. Not everyone is comfortable navigating those technical processes, and forcing them to use a system they don't understand could lead to more frustration and more calls to the help desk,
right,
which defeats the whole purpose.
Exactly. In those cases, it's important to provide adequate training and support to ensure users feel confident using the self-service system. You might even consider offering alternative reset methods for those who aren't comfortable with the, you know, primary self-service option.
So flexibility and adaptability are key here. It's not just about implementing a solution and hoping for the best. It's about tailoring it to the specific needs of your organization and your users.
Precisely. And that brings us to another crucial aspect. Cost.
Right.
While self-service password reset can save businesses money in the long run,
yeah,
by reducing help desk calls, there are initial implementation costs to consider.
Right. Any new technology comes with a price tag.
Yeah.
So how does MyPass stack up in terms of affordability?
Well, from what I've gathered, MyPass offers a range of licensing options to accommodate different budgets and organizational sizes. They also seem to have a pretty transparent pricing model, which is always a good sign.
Transparency is definitely key when you're making a technology investment.
Yeah.
But I think the real question is, what's the return on investment? Like, how do you measure the actual value that MyPass brings to a business?
That's where things get really interesting. It goes beyond just calculating the cost savings from reduced help desk calls.
Right.
You also need to factor in things like the increased productivity
Yeah.
from employees who can reset their passwords quickly and get back to work, the reduced risk of security breaches from stronger password policies, and even like the intangible benefits
Sure.
of a happier and more empowered workforce.
So it sounds like we're moving beyond just like a technical solution
Right.
and into like the realm of strategic decision making.
Absolutely.
Implementing self-service password reset isn't just about fixing a technical glitch.
Yeah.
It's about investing in a better overall digital experience for everyone involved.
You've hit the nail on the head. And that's why it's crucial to look beyond the initial cost and consider the long-term benefits and impact on your organization's overall security posture and operational efficiency.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the potential challenges and considerations when implementing self-service password reset. Are there any other nuances we should be aware of?
Yeah, I think one thing to keep in mind is the integration with existing systems.
Yeah, of course.
While MyPass boasts, broad compatibility, there's always the possibility of encountering some bumps in the road during that integration process,
Right.
especially if you have a really complex IT environment.
That's a good point. No matter how smooth the process is supposed to be, there are always those unexpected variables that can pop up. What's the best way for businesses to mitigate those risks?
Well, thorough planning and communication are essential. It's important to involve all relevant stakeholders from the very beginning, including IT, security, and even HR, to ensure everyone is on the same page and understands the goals, the timelines, and the potential challenges of the implementation process.
So it's not just a technical undertaking, it's also a collaborative effort that requires clear communication and a shared vision.
Absolutely. And it's also crucial to have a solid rollout plan.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want to just spring a new system on your employees without adequate preparation. Providing clear instructions, training materials, and ongoing support can significantly increase user adoption and minimize frustration.
It sounds like a phased approach is often the best way to go. Start with a pilot group, gather feedback, make adjustments, and then gradually roll it out to the rest of the organization.
You got it. That allows you to iron out any wrinkles and ensure a smooth transition for everyone.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've gone beyond the initial excitement of, a new technology and delved into the practical considerations and potential challenges. It's clear that self-service password reset, while incredibly beneficial, requires careful planning and execution to maximize its effectiveness. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to circle back to the human element.
Okay.
We talked about user adoption, training, support, but what about the psychological aspect of password security?
That's a great point. We often focus on the technical side of things, but human behavior plays a huge role in password security.
Exactly. Why do people choose weak passwords?
Right.
Why do they reuse the same password across multiple accounts? How can we encourage better password hygiene?
Those are all excellent questions, and I think exploring the psychology behind password behavior will give us even deeper insights into how self-service solutions like MyPass can be truly effective.
All right, I'm ready to dive into the minds of users and uncover the secrets of password psychology. Let's continue this fascinating conversation in the final part of our deep dive. Stay with us, everyone. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into self-service password reset. We've covered a lot of ground, from the technical benefits to the potential challenges, and even, touched upon the importance of a strategic approach. But now I'm really excited to delve into something we briefly mentioned earlier, the psychology behind password behavior.
Yeah, it's an area that often gets overlooked, but it's really crucial to understand why people make certain password choices.
Totally. Especially if we want to create truly effective security solutions.
Right, exactly.
So let's get into the minds of users. Why do so many people still choose weak passwords, despite all the warnings and security breaches we hear about all the time?
I think there are a few key factors at play. One is simply cognitive overload.
Okay.
We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information and required to remember like countless passwords for different
And
accounts.
so many passwords.
It's natural for our brains to try and simplify things,
Yeah.
which often leads to choosing easy to remember passwords, even if they're not the most secure.
So it's not necessarily that people are like careless about security. It's more that they're trying to manage this overwhelming number of passwords they have to juggle on a daily basis.
Exactly. And another factor is optimism bias. Many people believe that a security breach just won't happen to them, so they don't see the need for strong, unique passwords.
Right. So they think It's just my social media account. What's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. But the reality is, security breaches are becoming increasingly common, and the consequences can be devastating.
Absolutely. So how can we move beyond that? How can these self-service password reset solutions, you know, like MyPass, play a role in actually changing password behavior for the better?
Well, by making the process of creating and managing passwords easier and more intuitive, these solutions can actually encourage users to adopt better security practices.
Okay, I like that. Can you give me like an example of how that might work in practice?
Sure. Imagine a self-service portal that not only allows users to reset their passwords, but also provides real-time feedback on password strength, prompts them to create unique passwords for different accounts, and even offers helpful tips on creating like memorable yet secure passwords.
It's like having a built-in password coach.
Exactly.
Guiding users towards those like better security habits. I like it.
And by integrating those features seamlessly into the password management process, you can nudge users towards making more secure choices without them feeling overwhelmed or lectured.
This brings us back to that idea of user experience being like a key factor in successful security implementation. It's not just about forcing people to follow rules. It's about making those security practices easy, intuitive, and even enjoyable.
You got it. And when users feel empowered and confident in their ability to manage their own security, they're more likely to engage in those behaviors proactively rather than just doing the bare minimum to comply with company policies.
So by understanding, you know, the psychology behind password behavior and designing solutions that address those underlying needs and motivations,
right,
we can create a more secure digital environment for everyone. I love it.
Absolutely. It's about shifting the focus from reactive security measures to proactive security habits. And self-service password reset is playing a crucial role in that evolution.
Okay, so I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We started with the frustration of traditional password management, explored the innovative solutions offered by platforms like MyPass as SPR, delved into the practical considerations and challenges of implementation, and even ventured into the fascinating world of password psychology.
It's been a truly insightful deep dive. I hope our listeners have gained a deeper understanding of how self-service password reset is, well, more than just a technical fix. It's a gateway to a more secure, efficient, and user-centric digital future.
I couldn't agree more. And on that note, I want to thank you, our expert, for sharing your knowledge and insights with us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
The pleasure was all mine. Always exciting to discuss such an important and evolving topic.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've learned something new and feel inspired to, you know, rethink your approach to password security. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and stay safe in the digital world.